Obviously, this is the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast, the show where we discuss all things branding and creative. I am your host, Emmanuel Ajayi, also known as the branding connoisseur. Make sure you grab a notepad and some snacks and kick back and relax.
All right, cool. Welcome back to the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast. I'm your host, Emmanuel Ajayi, and today I'm joined by Bode, aka VDE Illustrations.
Hello.
He's best known as a digital illustrator, cartoon animator, and produces illustrations for record label artists. There's a question I'd like to ask. It's, what does branding mean to you?
What does branding mean to me?
Yeah.
I can only put this in analogy form. Cool. Let's say you have something. I feel like human beings have always kind of tried to get some message out in some way in it to teach other people. I feel like over the years, we've mastered that in some way. And I feel like branding's like the peak of that mastering of getting an idea out to someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know it's like a branch off marketing, and I know it isn't marketing, but branding is like, it's what makes you have that deep connection with a particular product or service. Whatever it is, you connect with the story they tell, sort of thing. You know?
That's calm, man. Yeah, that's a good. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell us about yourself and how you got into what you do.
Weird story. From the very beginning, or from when I just started.
How far you want to go?
Okay.
That's what you want to.
Always loved drawing. Been drawing since I can remember. I didn't think I was that good before I was in primary school, when all my teachers just started guessing me. Oh, you're the best in the school. So every time we had like a production or something where another school comes in, they'll be like, oh, buddy, could you draw this thing on the wall, or could you design this thing for us?
Oh, okay.
Going to secondary school now, it even happens even more. So entered competitions, a bunch of stuff. Now, obviously, my parents were like, oh, this doesn't do anything for you in terms of longevity-wise. So in university, studied engineering. I didn't really think anything of the design illustration stuff. I just wanted to get a tablet because I wanted to create cartoons. I've been creating cartoons for ages. So I just started practicing. And through the practicing of on my digital tablet, I would just post it on Snapchat, Instagram. And then once in a while, someone would be like, oh, can you draw me? I'll draw them for free. That was okay. And then one day a girl was like, oh, could you draw me and I'll pay you £12 or something. And she sent me like a naked picture of herself. I said, shout out you, whoever you are.
Must be nice. I might have to start drawing then, innit?
So I drew it. It didn't turn out too good because I was still practicing.
Yeah.
Send it to her. She didn't pay me. That's when I started. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's when I started realizing, oh, okay, people could actually bump me from this. So I started doing like deposits. I started like advertising my services. I created a brand from it. And then as I carried on,
wait, to be honest, I feel like naked picture was the payment. Okay, that's cool, man. That's a calm origin story.
Yeah.
So tell me, why is the O missing in BDE illustrations? Where did the name come from?
I've always liked acronyms.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like they just sound strong, like proper powerful.
Yeah. So what does it stand for then?
It's supposed to be best of design and entertainment.
Oh.
But usually you take out the ofs and the ands when you do acronyms. So,
That's cool. Sign, I never knew.
Yeah.
It's calm. So like, what's your background? Do you have any creative arts history? Or was this purely a hobby for you?
I did arts for A-levels, GCSEs, and literally just trial and error. Never had any like professional, you know what I mean, experience or anything.
Yeah.
So it's just been me learning by myself.
Okay, fair enough. So you've just been practicing.
Practicing.
And practice makes perfect. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So tell me, how do you capture a person's story in a single moment? Seems to be your tagline.
Yeah, it is. It sounded cool. That's why I came up with it.
Fair enough.
I don't know. It just, because I kept asking myself, if I wanted to, if I saw three different illustrators and I didn't know who to pick from, what would make me go to this particular person? And I feel like most people, when they look for an illustrator or designer or anyone who creates something for them, they have a story they're trying to share with the public. You know what I mean? And obviously illustration is always, I feel like I would always prefer motion graphics, so which is videos or animations.
Okay.
Illustration is, a picture paints 1,000 words, but you can still get like a video is like a million pictures all at once. Yeah. I would rather always do that.
Okay.
But I still prefer, I feel like a single image can still be as powerful as a film or a movie or a video. So
yeah, look at the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just a babe sitting there.
Just like, literally. Just doing nothing. Literally.
So yeah, no, it makes sense. So on a scale of like 1 to 10, 1 being super easy and 10 being super difficult, how easy is it to become like an illustrator? Or hard?
The younger you start, the easier, 100%. Okay. I'm pretty sure if anyone worked on it for a whole year, they would probably be near enough to my level.
Yeah.
Every day for a year.
Yeah.
Tutorials.
Every day for a year, you said?
Every piece of content you can consume. If you literally sit down for about 3-4 hours every day.
Wow.
Working on it, you could probably be doing something
cool. So what number would you give then?
Scale of 1 to 10, 6. Hard is 10, right?
Mm. Hardest is 10. 10 is the hardest. 10 is the hardest.
I would say.
1 is like super easy.
7.
7, seven okay. Seven, fair seven, enough.
Yeah. How about your craft?
For graphic design? Yeah. Well, I do a lot, so it depends on what specific. But what? I think graphic design, I'd say there's a lot of elements you need to know about the basics before you can become a... So it depends on how good you want to be, really.
Mm.
So at least 2 years.
2 years.
At least 2 years,
But every day, 2 years. Or just
every day, yeah, at least 2 years. For you to be good enough to stand out as, like, to stand out from the crowd, 2 years, I'd say, every day. But you can be good within a year.
Yeah.
Good, but that's about it. So what like sort of materials and software do you use to create your work?
It's all computer based. I have a tablet called a Wacom Mobile Studio Pro. It's like a hefty computer that comes with a pen that you can draw on the screen.
Okay.
I recently got an iPad Pro, which I've been using
non-stop
recently.
Those are like 800, isn't it?
More, around that price, And
and is that going to upgrade the level of your work?
No. It's more for the on-the-go drawing.
Oh.
Like my
so the one you use now, you can't use on-the-go?
You can, but it's like you need like a giant power block, and then it's just hefty and heavy. Oh, it's just, I never take it off my desk.
Okay, so, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So like, can you describe the process of creating an illustration, and how would you describe your style?
What made me fall in love with drawing was comic books. So I would get my mum and dad, when I was super young, to buy me like how to draw comics, how to draw manga, and I'll just literally copy from the books. Mm. That's kind of how I got started with the whole thing. So I feel like a lot of elements I kind of, I think my foundation is like comic books / manga.
Okay.
As I find a new illustrator or artist on Instagram, I try my best to like copy their work to learn how to implement their style into mine.
Yeah.
I've done that so many times. So I can't describe my style really. It's kind of just, I'm just merging anything.
But are you aware that you have a certain aesthetic and look?
Yeah.
So if you had to give it a name, what would you call it?
It's hard. I can't do it. I don't know.
You can't do it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because I've noticed you use a lot of like sharp lines.
Yeah.
They're very, like there are times when you shade, and you blend colors, and other times it's a bit more plain. So is that what decides? Just experimenting.
However I start is just how I feel. I don't know.
Okay, cool, fair enough. So like I wanted to ask as well regarding what's happening with like everything in America as well. Like have you considered creating any sort of artwork to?
I should. I'm not really, I'm a hermit when it comes to the outside world.
Yeah.
I just like sitting down and focusing on my craft. I don't really let the outside world distract. Because I have, in a weird way, I have like a goal. I'm trying to get to a certain level before I feel comfortable with relaxing and like being involved in other things. So until I get there, I'm just literally trying to perfect the craft.
Your craft,
I should do more.
Sound like MJ. He was only focused on basketball. No, I hear you.
I do pay a lot of attention to what's going on. I don't use social media as much. I try to, like, I'm forced to, when I do use it, it's like I'm forced by my friends to, you have to post more, you have to put things out more. But literally in my head, I'm just trying to get as sick as I can. It's literally as sick as I can.
No, fair enough. Yeah. So have you thought about monetizing, like, have you been able to monetize your work?
Yeah,
terms of like, no, I mean passively.
No, I haven't.
Selling YouTube, your illustrations and stock images.
No, is that something you've never considered?
No,
I've considered it. It's always like a long term. I don't know. It's, perfectionism is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of thought I need to feel like I need to get to a certain level before I start doing the most in terms of promotion and getting other people to invest in me and stuff. Because I still feel like I'm very above average. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, in a weird way. Because I follow, like, thousands of illustrators on Instagram.
For inspiration.
Yeah, so the quality of their work... Obviously, I'm still better than most people, but compared to these guys, these guys are flipping amazing. I just want to feel
But there's
like
always going to be someone better, though.
100. But I want to get to that top 1% before I can...
Okay, fair enough. So, like, how would you start a project and how do you know when it's finished? Like, how do you balance that perfectionism?
When it comes to commissions and client work, that's easy because they set me a target deadline. I just have to get it done. That's the most important thing.
So you use time
to... Yeah, that's when it comes to commissions. My own personal projects, I sort of let my friends decide. So I make something, send it to them. If I don't know, I kind of I like watching their reaction.
Oh, okay.
If I can tell,
that's interesting.
Because if it was just up to me, no one would ever see anything because I'm always just gonna think, oh, this could be better, this could be better.
Right. Okay.
So I just kind of use my friends.
So do you have work that you've actually not released?
Oh, so much, so much. Oh, archives.
Can I challenge you to release some of your unreleased work on your Instagram story?
That's usually where it ends up going.
Oh, okay. Because it just disappears anyway.
It's for practice.
Practice,
you know?
Exercises. Okay, yeah.
So
cool, that's calm.
Doesn't really matter.
Regarding all of that stuff that we just talked about, have you struggled bringing any ideas to life? Like, creative block?
So many times.
How did you get over it?
In terms of my personal work or client work?
Both.
Client work, I usually just draw them with questions until I can get something to work with. Personal work, through conversations with my other creative partners, so we just go back and forth. If something sounds shit, we just scrap it and we just keep going.
So
until
you illustrate with other people as well?
Not other, like I have a friend who's a screenwriter.
Oh.
So she's very good with ideas, just in terms of anything. So she's usually my go-to person when it comes to, I'm kind of struggling with something. What do you think? And vice versa sort of thing, yeah.
Makes sense. So you said that you look at other illustrators as well for inspiration.
Yeah.
So is there any other ways you get inspired?
Cartoons, I watch cartoons so much. Anime, bang out anime.
Yeah.
I read comic books.
What's your favorite anime?
What's my favorite anime right
Top
now?
Top three.
Naruto, of course. Hunter x Hunter, of course. And I would say Attack on Titan.
Cool.
How about you?
Cool. I'd pretty much say those ones. Naruto got me back into anime when I was in secondary school. Hunter x Hunter is probably my favorite all time, and Attack on Titan is probably a masterpiece. So yeah, I'd say top three as well.
Yeah.
But I prefer other ones as well too.
There's some underground. There's a few joints.
So I wanted to ask as well, if you had to start your career again as an illustrator from scratch and you had your dream budget, dream client, what kind of equipment and things would you buy to enhance your journey?
I would have gotten an iPad years ago.
Okay.
Because creating on the go is a lifesaver. Because there's so many times before I had ideas and I'll have to like look for a scrap piece of paper to just draw over. Or I'll use my finger on my notes app and it just always turns out work. But just having like an iPad in a pouch or something right now is one of the best things. I don't leave my house without it, literally.
Wow. So you're always creating on the go.
Yeah.
And are they usually, is it just for practice or are they usually good enough for
practice, ideas?
Yeah.
Over the last, 2 years, I've been working on like a series of animated shorts or series with a few random people. Sometimes, like I'm working on one currently now. I underestimated how long it was going to take me. But then through using the iPad, because before I kind of had to just make notes of everything I had visually in my head. And when you get home, you can't really remember what you had in mind. So having an iPad now, it's like, okay, literally, if I want to, maybe I was just imagining, I don't know, something jumping out of somewhere in this particular way. I'll just sketch it quickly. Okay. So that's helped a lot.
That's cool. So in terms of like content and just sort of just anything you're producing, really, how do you stay original? How do you plan that?
I always go off the what do I want to see right now that I haven't seen before? Like, what do I think is missing from the world? I've seen a lot of artwork in general, a lot of content, and I feel like a lot of people say the same things and they produce the same things. And it's kind of just like white noise right now. So I feel like there's a lot of things that are unsaid or not really pushed too much social media-wise. A lot of original ideas. I feel like things like Rick and Morty and things like even like Demon Slayer.
Okay.
It's just original, like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
These are ideas that, obviously, at the time when it came out, everyone was like, well, how come no one's ever thought about these before? You know what I mean? Rather than coming up with the same rom-coms or rather than coming up with the same horror movies. With, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
It's just about what I want to see in the world. I can't find anywhere else. I just make it myself something.
That's a good point, yeah. I usually, to stay original, I think about things when I'm on the bus.
Mm.
Like, funny enough, that's like, when I'm on the bus, all the ideas just come to me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Why do you think that is?
Because that's a good point. Mm. I actually don't know. My mind just wanders.
Yeah. I feel like boredom is a good spark for creativity.
Yeah.
Like, usually when I'm stuck on a project, usually I turn off my phone, no computers, no TV, and I just sit in silence and I tell myself I can't touch anything for about 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
And then my brain just starts. I feel like your brain forces itself to problem solve or think of originality. So it helps a lot.
That's
it
awesome.
Definitely helps a lot.
That's a cool technique. Very zen-like. So like, what's been your top 3 moments illustrating? Like,
top 3 moments started? Illustrating.
Yeah.
Ooh. The first time... When I released my first YouTube video, what, like 3-4 years ago, that Big Brother's animation guide.
Yeah.
That was funny. But I proper liked the feedback on that.
Game changer.
Yeah. The first time Universal hit me up for a commission, that was, I loved that. That was sweet.
Gonna get to that soon.
Yeah. and last one, 3 top moments. I found an artist called Kim Jung Ji on Instagram a few months back. He's an artist that just draws from his imagination. Like he can literally draw an entire world just from...
Oh, really?
I don't know how the flip he does it. So I've just been watching his videos and he's kind of pushed me a lot in terms of how to think about what I create and stuff. Like just using my memory and my brain to come up with stuff. So I'll say those are the three moments.
Okay, so you just finding him has been a significant moment.
100%.
Does he do tutorials or?
Nah, he just draws.
He just studies work.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sick. So like you've worked on projects for artists such as 23 Unofficial, Nadia Rose, 6ix7ine, M Honcho, and more recently Myra May.
Yeah.
How has this affected your career, like as an illustrator?
It gives me confidence that I'm going in the right direction because I've never pushed for my work to be seen by anyone. Like once I put something out, I just put it out. I don't promote it. I don't tell anyone to like or follow or nothing. Because I like letting the quality of my work speak for itself. So I feel like it's given me, like them reaching out and saying, oh, we really like your work. Could you do this for us? It's made me feel like, okay, I'm improving this to some extent.
Yeah.
Working, I don't know if I can speak about this. Doesn't matter.
Exclusive.
I was supposed to be working with a very big. I am working with a very big American rapper at the moment.
Ooh.
With another producer.
What does his name start with?
it's just basically creating assets for animated music video.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's supposed to be G4 Boys and Chief Keef. That's, yeah, it should, it's, I don't know what's
American
happening with that
scammers.
Project.
Yeah. Come on.
It's a big tune. Calm. So I feel like as time has gone on, I've been getting more high profile clients and stuff.
BDE to the world and back.
Yeah, we're trying, okay.
So like, are you able to charge more? Do you have more industry contacts now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I work mainly with Universal, but
damn,
a few other agencies and studios hit me up once in a while.
Okay.
But it's mainly with Universal. And so I have like increased my...
Is it like an exclusive thing or...?
Sort of. I feel like they have a rota of illustrators.
Oh, they do.
And if they feel like my skill set would work well with a particular project, then they'll just hit me up, sort of.
So what if Sony hits you up?
I don't think... Yeah, no, I could do that. 100%, yeah.
Cool. So there's no like...
It's not an exclusive
thing.
Want
you to...
No.
So are there any benefits to it?
Not necessarily. I like the regular stream of projects to be working on.
More free tickets to concerts? No.
Not yet. I have made a lot of industry friends through it though.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm close to a lot of managers and artists now because of it.
So is it the managers that reach out to you or the artists?
Both.
So you really...
I've built a few networks.
I need to introduce me. So do you get... You're creating artwork and music is also art.
Yeah.
So, and we all know music makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you get royalties?
I've spoken about a few things or a few artists. Nothing's been...
No plaques?
Sorry?
No plaques?
Nah, not yet. Once I hand it over to them and they pay me, it's their, you know what I mean?
We demand some plaques, some tickets, some champagne. Soon come.
Yeah,
definitely.
Hopefully.
All right. So that, how does, tell me, animating? Because you made the Big Bros University Survival Guide, and that did numbers. That was a game changer. So, what was your plans for that? Are you gonna make more cartoons, more shorts?
That has been the plan. That's even why I started drawing in the first place, to make cartoons. Like once I watched a Walt Disney documentary when I was 12.
Okay.
And from then on, I'm just like, this is me. I'm doing whatever this guy did. This is what I want. I want my own studio. This is happening.
Studio. So that's why you launched BD Studios.
Basically. I just try to emulate everything he did.
Your journey is basically trying to emulate what Disney has created.
More or less.
All right, so let's say you had everything you needed, the capital you needed, the artists, and you became like the creative director, senior creative director. What would be... a story you'd like to tell? What would be your first title?
Anything that moves the audience in terms of changing their mindset or like questioning why they're in a slump they are in.
Okay.
What
genre would you go for then?
It would be like adventure/action/comedy. There always has to be comedic aspects to everything.
They always, because they're kids' films.
Alright, so
if you had to... Let me, if you had to pick a Disney film similar to what you would like to create, if you had your dream budget and team, what would it be? What film would be more similar to your ideal?
Have you seen WALL-E?
WALL-E?
Yeah.
The robot stuck on the planet. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. It was very different.
It was.
Okay, that makes sense.
I would prefer to focus more on like adult, teen/adult focused content.
Okay.
Kid stuff as well. Something similar to the Boondocks, but less profanity. You know what I mean?
Way less
profanity.
Amazing show. Yeah, they need to bring it back, to be honest.
Oh, they are bringing it back. They are.
They are.
Yeah, but the style is completely different.
They're changing the style.
It's completely different.
Oh, yeah. Grandpa's dead, man.
Yeah,
so it won't be the same.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So, like, out of everything you've achieved so far, what's been your most proudest achievement?
Ooh. In terms of illustration or in life?
Just in general, yeah. What's been your proudest achievement as a creative?
I just like the way that I think. I can't lie. I don't know how to put that into... I don't know. I feel like my brain is flipping the worth. The way I see things and the way I think about things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know whether it's what I'm destined to do.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just my nurturing, like my parents plus my environment. I don't know.
For some reason, how do you see things?
I'm a flipping. I love learning. I love seeing things differently. I love questioning everything. Mm. When I see something one way, I just always think, well, how could this be better in terms of my life, the people around me, things I do. I feel like it's benefited me in terms of anything I try. I do it to the point of this is my, like, I want this to be, if I was to die tomorrow,
yeah,
I put my everything into this thing I just attempted, you know what I mean? So okay. It was very helpful in university. It was very helpful with my commissions and administration stuff. Just the way I think about things.
Yeah.
I like things being better.
Yeah.
I don't know how to.
But I don't remember you doing this in university.
What do you mean?
So is this something you've planned to do?
The illustration
Or have
stuff?
You been doing it
Oh,
in
yeah.
Secret?
Since first year university, because I studied engineering in university, yeah. I kind of thought, let me just make my parents happy on this side of things, you know what I mean? While I work on this side of things. When I started the illustration stuff, I didn't think I was good enough to promote it as much as I did, but I was always in my room, drawing, reading, all that stuff.
So there's been underground work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So yeah, I promote it. If it weren't for my friends, I wouldn't promote as much as I do. And I know that's something I do need to improve on. I do need to be more connected with the world and post more content. You inspire me a lot. I can't lie to you, man. I just always feel like, how can he come up with so many things? Oh my gosh. You're literally working on everything. Podcasts, photography, design. It's inspiring, man.
Oh, thank you, bro. I'm just trying to, something will pop.
Yeah.
Something will pop. Fingers crossed. But yeah, man. We're trying, we're moving. So as you know, this podcast is about branding and also creatives like yourself.
Yeah.
So lastly, I wanted to ask, branding is about being unique in the marketplace.
Yeah.
How have you stood out as an illustrator
and
navigated through your target market?
I've never really focused on a target market because I'm not trying to sell anything.
Yeah.
I've always just kind of thought, let me just put out what I would like to see.
Yeah.
Because first and foremost,
could that be the tactic then?
Maybe
not what you.
Yeah,
I'm not seeking what people want.
If you work for a company whose brand is a particular target, then do focus on that. But if you're your own creative, always do what feels okay. This is the waviest thing I can produce. You shouldn't have to care what Shaniqua thinks.
Yeah.
Or John thinks. This is what I would love to see in the world.
Okay.
So I think it's helped me a lot because there has been points where I've tried to cater to the audience and it never works out. It just, like, I'll get like 20 likes or something, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I just spent 4 hours on this.
Fair enough.
But every time I just do what I want, it works out. So I'm just going to carry on doing that.
And you're happy with doing what you want as
100%, 100%.
Well?
100%. Yeah. I think that's why we're here, man, you know? Yeah. Make the stuff you want to see.
Yeah. That's sick, man. Lastly, if you had one piece of advice for someone else who's like yourself, young or not even young, maybe old, and they're starting out as an illustrator as well, like yourself, what advice would you give them?
You're going to hear a lot of noise from the outside world to go in a direction that you don't really feel comfortable with. Always hear them out because there's some wisdom in other people's thing, but you always know what direction, what route. There's always like an inner drive taking you in the right direction you should be going into. So always follow that. Your parents are going to chat shit. Your friends are going to chat shit. Social media is going to chat shit. But F them. You said I can swear, right?
Yeah.
Fuck them. It don't matter, man.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep practicing. You can't get to a certain level without putting in
the work.
A sick amount of work, man. Like, it's going to be painful at times, but it's worth it.
Sick guy, definitely worth it.
Yeah,
but yeah, like we said, we need tickets, champagne, packs, royalties. We need that. Universe, if you're watching, we need that. Yeah, but yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah,
if you got anything to promote, just look into the camera and just let loose.
What am I promoting? Yeah, no, just follow me, BDE Studios, BDE_Studios on Instagram. I don't use Twitter at all. Instagram's where you'll usually find anything I'm working on. Yeah, my website as well, bdstudios.co.uk. I post a few of my things on there as well. But yeah, just look out for some more stuff. I have some videos out on YouTube, BDE_studios again. But yeah, man, hit me up. If you need any advice, if you have any content you would like to create with me, should be good.
Definitely. We need to collab as well.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on, though.
Yeah, no worries,
it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, that's it for episode 3. Yeah, that's me, man. Make sure you check out the Entrepreneurs and Freelancer Toolkit that I'm bringing out. Actually, it's out now. So go check it out. The link is in the description. So yeah, thank you very much. We're out.
Obviously, this is the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast, the one and only. Thank you for listening. Please share the podcast with fellow like-minded creatives like yourselves and follow me on Twitter and Instagram @Ajayi360 and have a lovely day.